going where? I don't want to go someplace where I don't even know anyone or even their language.
That sounds like a big decision. The best thing to do is pray about it. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you stopped by. Come on in and get comfortable, and we'll get started with our story and some scripture. Sometimes when you have to make a really big decision, you might want to make a pros and cons list or ask someone you trust what they think you should do. But the absolute best thing you can do is pray to God about it. He'll give you a sense of peace one way or another. That, plus some good advice, will help you decide what's right. And don't forget, God will be with you always, just like it says in Deuteronomy 31:8, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Well, let's tune into our story today. It's called The Other Side of the World. Essie couldn't believe it. We're moving where? This is so cool. I'm moving to Africa, her older brother Eric shouted. I can't believe this is happening, her sister Sadie cried. Will I have to wear one of those turbans on my head? Woo-hoo, their five-year-old brother Davis yelled as he ran in circles. All right, kids, calm down, Dad said. We don't know if we're actually going to be moving yet, but your mom and I feel like the Lord may be leading us to be missionaries in Kenya, and we wanted to tell you now so we can all pray about it as a family. Mom nodded in agreement. If this is where God wants us to go, then we'll go together. But Africa? Sadie whined. It's like on the other side of the world. I won't know anyone. Hey, what am I, chopped liver? Eric asked, crossing his arms. Essie grinned, with a cherry on top. Yuck, Davis said with a silly face, making his family laugh. Dad cleared his throat to get everyone's attention. Ahem. Who remembers the Bible verse we've been memorizing? Essie thought she knew. Moses is talking to God and says something about God's presence. She looked to Eric. Help me out here. Something about not going somewhere if God wasn't going with them, Eric offered. Right, Dad said. Let's say it together. Exodus 33:15, the family chorused. Then Moses said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. What do you think that means? Mom asked. Calmer now, Sadie suggested. I think it means we need to pray about this and trust Jesus to help us make the right decision so we know what to do. And remember that no matter what, he'll always be with us, Essie added. Exactly, Mom smiled. I know this will be a big change for all of us if we end up going, but remember that if Jesus sends us, he'll be going with us. Just like he's been with us here in South Carolina, he'll be with us on the other side of the world. So how about you? Are you facing a big change in your life? Maybe your family will be moving soon or your parents are going through a divorce. Remember that Jesus loves you and cares about you no matter what. He promises to always be with you. He'll never leave you. So trust him to help you through big changes in your life. Our key verse is Deuteronomy 31:8.
The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you.
And our key thought today, Jesus is always with you. Do you still want to join my Word with Zach summer reading program? It's not too late. Even though we've already started, you can go back and catch up on any stories that you've missed. To learn how to win your own Kindle Fire or Echo Dot, grab Mom or Dad and check out wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach. Thanks for joining me today on Keys for Kids.